Blog Talk Radio.
How to decorate for Thanksgiving. That is the topic of discussion that we're talking about today on At Home with Victoria. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We've got a really fun hour that we're going to talk about Thanksgiving stuff today. So if you want to call in, feel free to do that. And we'll also take your questions and read your comments in the chat room. I'm going to see if my co-host is on the line joining us, Miss Simone. Simone, are you there?
I am.
Hello, love. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very, very excited to talk about Thanksgiving. Can you believe it's already here?
No. We have, what, another week and a half?
I know, but it just seems like last week we were wearing shorts and flip-flops and it was 90 degrees outside.
It's true. It's so true.
So today we've got a lot of fun things that we're going to talk about. As always, Simone has done her research. She's the research goddess and queen on At Home with Victoria. So she's going to give you her favorite picks when it comes to websites, why she likes that particular website, and she'll explain to you what it is that you can use and how you can use that this holiday. And I did something sort of in a total direction of what Simone did, although it still has to do with arts and crafts. I collected a lot, maybe about 10 or 15 different types of ideas from other people in terms of how to decorate your dining room table for Thanksgiving. I also found a lot of tips that I'm going to pass along that will probably also be able to help you as you prepare for the holiday season. Something that I had up my sleeve that Simone didn't find out about until I posted it on Facebook was about Thanksgiving trivia. You were kind of nervous about that. I could feel that coming over the computer from you.
Yes.
You were very nervous
about
that. I totally wouldn't put you on the spot like that. Or would I? Let's see.
I don't know. We shall see.
We shall see. But most of the trivia, at least I think it's easy stuff that we, you know, learned in elementary school. But the funny thing is when I was researching Thanksgiving fun facts and trivia, I wasn't really able to find the answer. So I started getting nervous because I'm thinking, you know, I want to make sure I'm giving the correct information as the journalist that I am. So I go to all these different websites, and I got really, really great questions. And you know how at the end when you're playing a game or trivia, they always have the answers all the way at the bottom. Well,
exactly.
None of these websites had the answers, and I was getting a little bit concerned. So I finally did come across one that was called Working Moms. Of course, the moms out there would give us the answers, right? Thank you, moms. And that was where I actually got a chance to find the answers from. So I was really, really excited about that. Hey, if you're going to be joining us in the chat room also, come on. We love to have guests. We love to take your phone calls and answer your questions. Speaking of phone calls, if you want to call in, you got a comment about Thanksgiving at your house, a craft idea, or if you just want to say hello, the telephone number is 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. Okay, Simone, go. You go first with what your idea is.
Okay, well, first off, if you want to do some rubber stamping just for the holiday season, even beyond that, there is a great little site. It's called clearandsimplestamps.com.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you wrote down everything before the show so that our guests can go and kind of look at my list. But they have a new collection out. It's called Winter Days, and it's a fabulous little clear stamp collection, and there's a stamp called Fall Foliage, really, really pretty. I think it would be excellent for Thanksgiving if you want to do some stamped table numbers or either place cards. That would be great. Like I said, it's a brand new collection. It just was released today, so take a look at that.
Okay,
also,
that sounds good.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, just to reiterate what you just said, I did put all of the websites and information on our page. So if you look on At Home with Victoria, you'll see a little snapshot that will say Simone's favorite web pics or something like that. So don't feel like you've got to go and run to write all this down because it's on there and it will certainly remain there for a while.
Okay. And then the next thing I have is called ImpressRubberStamps.com. This is a great little website. I've been going there for years. They always have really unique embellishments. They also have rubber stamps. They have some paper, but mostly really, really cute embellishments. And they had a lot of Thanksgiving rubber stamps. So if you are looking, again, to do some rubber stamping, this is a great website to go to and get some ideas. They have a little tab on their website, and it's called, I think it's Impressive Ideas. Really, really cute. So take a look at that for your card ideas.
Okay, I'm going to jump in there.
Go ahead.
Let me jump in there and get some of this other stuff in. So we'll kind of do tag back and forth. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
Okay, so I want to get some Thanksgiving sort of trivia stuff in here. So this right here I thought was kind of interesting. Although, I think most people would know this, who was the president that proclaimed the last Thursday of November as a national holiday of Thanksgiving. So I'm going to just leave that out there. So if you're out there, you want to call in, you have the answer, or if you want to give us the answer in the chat room, feel free to do so. But I'll give you a little hint here. It was in 1863 that this blank president proclaimed the last Thursday of November as a national holiday of Thanksgiving. So if you know what that one is, make sure that you call us. Or, again, you can go ahead and mention it inside the chat room. Well, one of the first ideas, Ms. Simone and everyone out there listening, that I came up with, actually it really wasn't my idea. This was a young lady that I met a couple of years ago, and she mentioned this to me, and it always stuck with me. And it's something really easy to do. So you can either do this with a real pumpkin, or you can buy an artificial pumpkin. And speaking of artificial pumpkins, Simone can tell you I've been living in Michael's for the last couple of days. So all of their fall stuff, oh, my gracious, it's just, Simone, it's crazy cheap.
Oh, great. This is
crazy,
the best
crazy,
time.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy, crazy cheap. So if you haven't gotten any fall decorations and you still want to, you know, have a fall decoration on your Thanksgiving Day table, you know, I mean, you're going to be able to buy this stuff as little as a dollar, you know, $5. The original price, we're talking $10 to $25 to $30. But in any event, my particular friend, she likes to use a real pumpkin when she does this, and she basically, you know, gets all the gook and the mess out of the pumpkin, and she decorates it the way that she wants to, and she fills it up with water and a little bit of a salt solution, and then she buys mums and different types of flowers, and she puts the flowers inside of the vase, and then she takes artificial fall leaves and foliage, and she puts it around the sort of pumpkin vase, and it just looks so pretty. I've seen her do numerous ones of those, and it looks so nice. And now is a really good idea because, again, all the pumpkins are on sale. So, you know, you can really make this inexpensive, probably less than $15. And the thing is, it shouldn't be too big or shouldn't be too small. You want it big enough so that, you know, that it's going to look nice and presentable on the table. And you don't want it too big, you know, Simone, so that when you're sitting down, you don't want to have to try to look through a pumpkin and fall foliage to see the person that's sitting across from you, if that makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah. So anyway, that was one that I really, really liked, and I thought it was very practical. So, okay, your turn, Simone.
Okay. The next thing I have is called, it's Kaiser Craft. It's kind of a new company. I think they're out of Australia. Not sure about that. But it's a embellishment type of company. I found it on acherryontop.com, and they have some really cute, they're coasters, and what you can do with them is decorate them. You can paint them. They're made out of a medium-density fiberboard, so they are sturdy, and this can also be a craft that maybe the kids want to play around with and decorate some coasters for Thanksgiving. And
that
they
sounds good. Now, That particular website, you've used them before. You seem to like them a lot because that name sounds familiar to me.
Yes, that's a really, really good website. It has just about every vendor you can think of that's in the scrapbooking industry. So if you're looking for a one-stop shop, that's definitely the place that you want to go. to, and right now they're having a sale. I think it's 30 to 50% off. So right
Can't
now
be that.
Is the time to start looking for your holiday craft embellishments and paper. Just anything that you can think of is right there on that site. So that is a really, really good site to go to if you want to do one-stop shopping. Those coasters, they retail at $7.99, and I know that they're on sale. I think they're about $7 right now at acherryontop.com. But also visit their website. It's kaisercraft.net to look at the rest of their products. Really, really nice stuff.
Really good stuff,
next,
yeah. It sounds like it. So let's go. So I'll tag team and I'll try one. Actually, we do have an answer. A friend of mine just sent me a message, and she says, "For heaven's sakes, Victoria, it's President Abraham Lincoln." And for heaven's sakes, Claire, you're right. It is President Abraham Lincoln. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday of November as a national holiday of Thanksgiving. But here's the deal. President Franklin Roosevelt later specified that Thanksgiving should be the fourth Thursday, not the occasional fifth Thursday, as thought earlier. So,
interesting.
I know. And I'm having some problems with my server right now with Blog Talk Radio, so if we happen to get disconnected and fall off the air, then, Simone, you call back and I'll call back in, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, but so far everything seems to be pretty good, in good shape. Let's see. So I have another one because we're going to tag team and go back and forth.
Okay.
So now that I just did the pumpkin one. This one I think is very easy too. This one it's called the Fall and Thanksgiving Centerpiece. So you can put this particular one up way before Thanksgiving comes around, and it's just going to involve a basket. Some of those little small pumpkins, you can buy real ones. You can buy artificial ones. You can use apples. You can use cornucopia. You can use anything that's basically fall fruits and vegetables that you want to use to put in there. But you just take your regular wicker basket and fill the lining with any type of filler that you want to put in there. And then you just take all the fruit and put it inside the basket. And, of course, you want to display it in a really nice way. So you want to, move the pumpkins around, the different type of items inside the cornucopia, and put that also in the middle of the in the centerpiece of the table as well. Now, one thing, a tip that I did see from one of these websites, and I really never thought about it, was that you really have to be careful when you are trying to put those centerpieces on for Thanksgiving, because you have to remember to leave as much space for the food, right? Because you want to put more food on there than you really want to do the center, right? Then you really want to do the centerpiece, because I know all too often sometimes people can kind of get carried away with, putting all the cool stuff on there and kind of forget, oh my goodness, I've got to put the food up there. So just be kind of careful with that when you do that. Okay, Simone, your turn next.
All right. And then I have a blog that's really, really, I think it's spectacular. It's called Sadie Olive, and I think that's sadieolive.com/theblog. And she has some really cool pictures on her site, and everything is kind of like an antique feeling. And she has some really pretty pumpkins that she's decorated in white, and I think that would look beautiful on a Thanksgiving Day table. But take a look at her photographs. They are just gorgeous, and it will give you some good ideas for maybe your table setting. So really, really nice. And, again, you can get those pumpkins at Michael's for very, very cheap.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and paint those as well.
I remember when fall stuff first came out, and all the stores and some of those artificial pumpkins, the rather large ones were costing, anywhere from $25 to $30 to $40. And, again, I was just in the store a couple of days ago for two consecutive days of my ad. And now those really large, large ones are only $5.99. So, of course,
wow.
I couldn't resist that. So I ended up buying like four or five of them just to keep them for next year. And I think a lot of people do that when you find something on sale, especially seasonal decorations, and it's that inexpensive, you know, it just makes sense to go. I mean, obviously, if you have the money, it makes sense to go ahead and get some, and then just put them in storage and save them for next year. So when the season comes, you can be like, oh, my goodness, I already have all this stuff. I don't have to do any shopping.
Right. Perfect.
So, yeah. But I would still probably go shopping again anyway. But
yeah, me too.
Anyway. I'm sure most of us will, too. So the next one that I saw that was kind of cool, this is how to make a fall decorations using candy.
Hmm.
Probably not so good if you have kids. You don't want them all juiced up on sugar all day. But this one is really interesting because it's a fall-themed basket that you use by basically using Halloween candy. So, you know, with the Halloween candy, you're going to have the colors of the purples, the burgundies, the orange. So if you buy the candy that looks like that, you have yourself a basket. You can put some artificial flowers and things inside. And then just sporadically take all that Halloween candy and, you know, use some sticky glue or some transparent tape and then start taping the candy onto the flowers inside the basket. And I just think that's such a cool idea.
Very neat.
Yeah,
very
much so. Yeah, again, parents probably wouldn't. They're probably shouting at the computer right now, saying, "No, Victoria, no!" But it looks really, 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 really cute. You know, to actually see the kind of candy wrappers falling out as if it were a part of the foliage. It's just really neat looking. And actually, there is a picture of that. I didn't get a chance to put it on the website, but when the show is over, I promise you I will go back and do that and put that particular picture on there, because at least if you can't think in your head right now of how to do it, trust me, when you see that picture, you'll easily be able to figure out how to make that. And that particular one does very well, and it got about 5 or 6 stars as people that have tried to make it said that it's very, very easy to make. So I think that's a good one too. But anyway, what's your next one, Simone?
Okay, my next one is going to be the company called Kay and Company, and it's the fall line by, I think it's Tim Coffey. I think that's the way that you pronounce his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful paper. If you're looking for some pretty paper to maybe make those place cards, maybe table numbers, whatnot, very, very pretty. And you can find that at kandcompany.com. They also have some really cute embellishments that go along with the paper line. And it's all about Thanksgiving. So if you go to that website, go under products, and it's page 3, and it has all the Thanksgiving embellishments and paper. I think you'll really, really like that. Very, very pretty.
It sounds pretty. If you're just joining us, thank you for dropping by At Home with Victoria. Speaking of Victoria, that is me. I am Victoria, and the other lovely voice that you hear is my co-host, Simone. And Simone joins me every single month, at least 2 times a month. I'm trying to bump that number up, hint, hint, Simone, to do a little bit more shows. But she is a expert when it comes to, I guess I consider everything crafts, paper crafts and card making and all that good stuff. So she joins us to give us her take on what's out there, what's new, and what the trends are and what you should really be looking at. But again, if you're listening to us or if you want to call in, feel free to call in. We're talking Thanksgiving. If you've got some Thanksgiving ideas, if you just want to share a Thanksgiving memory, that you have, if you want to talk about your favorite Thanksgiving food, I really encourage you to call in if you want to talk about your favorite Thanksgiving food. The number is 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. How about we do another trivia for Thanksgiving? That sounds good.
Great.
Let's see. You really were scared to death when I talked about trivia.
I was. I'm like, oh, great. I'm not prepared for this.
I could feel that come right through the computer, like you were saying,
oh, yeah.
Victoria, how could you do
exactly.
this to me? And I guess I probably should have said, no, I was not going to ask you the trivia questions. I was going to ask that for folks that were listening and visiting us today. Okay, well, let's talk about Thanksgiving Day meal, since I did mention for folks to call in if they want to talk about their favorite Thanksgiving food to eat. So this one right here, it says, of course, the turkey is the centerpiece of traditional Thanksgiving meal. The U.S. produced about 271 million turkeys.
Wow.
And that was in 2008, weighing 7.9 billion pounds and valued at $3.7 billion. So turkeys is a pretty decent industry for us, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wow.
What's your favorite part of the turkey?
What's my favorite part? I really don't have a favorite part. I don't. I like it all.
I like the breast. The breast. Yeah, I love the breast. Now, let me say this. I like the breast if it's not dry. I guess I should say that. Because sometimes when you have turkey, it can be kind of dry.
Right.
If you're listening, Grandma, not you. I'm not talking about you. Your turkey is always pretty good. I'm just saying sometimes people can make that turkey and it can be kind of dry. But yeah, no, I really, really do love the breast. So, but that's interesting because I always feel so sorry for the turkeys. You know, I probably shouldn't because I eat them, but I do feel sorry for them, except for the one turkey that gets the pardon every year at the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like he or she's like the little lucky one, the little
right.
lucky one. I know, right? We do have a guest that's joining us in the chat room, guest 2865. Thank you so much for being here with us. I'm wondering, is that my friend Fran? Fran had mentioned to me that she was going to try to listen to the show. So, Fran, if that is you and you're the guest that's joining us, thanks so much for being with us. And Fran loves arts and crafts herself. She's an arts and craft nut as well. So let's see. I've got another one. This one also revolves around yet again another pumpkin. This is a pumpkin candle centerpiece for fall. And you'll notice with most of the things that I'm talking about, it's really more fall Thanksgiving. So I kind of do it, you know, I kind of think that you can do it all at one time so that you can keep it up if you want to throughout the season as opposed to just putting something on the table for Thanksgiving and then saying, you know, ooh, oh, that's really nice, and then you have to take it down. So with the fall pumpkin candle, it's the same thing. You can either do this with an artificial pumpkin or, you know, you can do it with a real pumpkin as well. But, you know, you're going to choose whatever pumpkin. Preferably this one should be at least a medium to large size pumpkin. You can do one or two things with that candle. A lot of people, Simone, like to buy a regular small size clay pot, and they turn the clay pot upside down. They trace the circle inside the pumpkin, and then they take that clay pot and they take it and stick it inside the pumpkin, and then they take that candle and put the candle inside there. And then once you start decorating it with artificial foliage and leaves and that stuff, you can't even see that clay pot is in there. So that way when you light the candle, you know, the drippings actually have somewhere to go. So that's a pretty cool one. And that's very easy. I think anyone can do that particular project. That's really easy.
That sounds very easy. Very pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it is too. And again, I will have pictures of these that I will put on the website. There's only so many pictures and things that you can stick up there, though. But I'll definitely put this one and that candy one that I talked about, because those two I really think are easy and, you know, kind of fun that anyone can go ahead and do that one. So, in any event, okay, what you got next, Simone? What's next?
Okay, the next one is Martha Stewart Punches. I think I mentioned this the last time that we were on. She has a new line of punches out. Very, very nice. And these are kind of oversized, so you can use them on your scrapbooking page if you want to scrapbook your Thanksgiving meal. That would be really cool. But they're very, very nice, and they were on sale this week. Actually, they were 30% off, so hopefully maybe towards Thanksgiving they'll have another sale or a coupon, and you can pop in there and get those for half price. I think that they are retailing at $17.99. But they are they're fabulous, and you can use them on your cards, like I said, your scrapbooking page, brand new line. So if you want to add a little something extra to those cards, definitely get that those punches. They are great. I did happen to get one from a, I think it was a blog contest. So I did get one, and I just love it. So a lot of fun there. Also, I have one more, which was the paper source, and it's paper-source.com. This is a great, great place to get just about everything. Again, there's a store in, I think it's Georgetown, and there's one in Annapolis if you're around the Maryland and D.C. area. This is a great store, from invitations to cards to a little bit of scrapbooking, book binding, just about anything that you can think of. And right now they have a nice little sale going on, so you might want to pop over there and just look at some of their ideas. They have some great ideas for Thanksgiving.
That sounds good. I think too, it's easy when you see other things that people have done to get ideas, like looking at magazines or just looking at someone else's work. And certainly not to rip anyone off their original content and work, but you can, you know, look at things and say, oh, you know what, I think I can do that, or perhaps I can do it this way or do it that way. I think visually looking at something really, really helps you. Wouldn't you say so?
Absolutely. I go on these blogs all the time and these websites just to get ideas. Not that you have to copy, but it may just be like one thing that really sparks an idea for you. So definitely it's like having a big, huge magazine that you can go through every day. So that's why I really, really love going on the internet and looking up ideas. So much fun.
Right.
I love it.
I totally agree with you. Now, this particular next site, this is a website that I sort of stumbled across. It's just like you said, you know, just being out there looking around and seeing what's there. And this website is called thanksgiving.spike-jamie.com. And I wasn't able to find out a lot of information about who Spike and Jamie are on their website, but I really, really like it. And it's called Thanksgiving Homepage. And they've got several links within this page. And they give you really cool Thanksgiving, sort of traditional American Thanksgiving recipes. Spike has his famous or favorite cheesecake recipe. Jamie has her favorite cheesecake recipe. And there's a card from both of them. And this is something that I really, really like, because I guess probably in elementary school we probably did this, but as we get older I never thought much about it. They have song stories and Thanksgiving poems.
Oh,
so I just think that that's really cool, especially the Thanksgiving songs. Maybe that would be something that the you can print out and give copies to the kids and everyone before dinner, or while you're sitting around waiting for dinner, read some poems and stories or sing some of the Thanksgiving songs. Also, they've got just a lot of basic information about Thanksgiving. And they give you a lot of Thanksgiving tips in terms of the turkey, what to do with leftovers, side dishes, and everything. So it's a really, really, really cool site. And I had got the idea about doing trivia when I looked at their site, because they have a whole section about trivia, and it was really cool. But again, I couldn't find the answers, and their trivia section is pretty, pretty serious. It's not easy like the information that I was just talking about. So they've got stuff on theirs about, you know, what year the ship came over, the Pilgrims. I mean, they've got some serious stuff on their site. So if you do like not Halloween, we've passed, but if you do like Thanksgiving trivia, then I really encourage you to check out their site. They also have on there a Thanksgiving centerpiece. So it's a centerpiece, I guess, that they like to do every single year, and I guess people like it, so they also put that on there as well. So let's see. Speaking of Thanksgiving, let's talk a little bit more about Thanksgiving. This is something that I thought was interesting. I never thought about it, but I did not believe that it was going to be this state. This particular state is the top turkey-raising state, with 49 million turkeys expected, and that was in 2008. And it was Minnesota. I just did not think that it would be Minnesota.
That's very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think that. And then it says the next biggest turkey producers are North Carolina, Arkansas, Virginia, and Missouri. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Also, some more trivia. Farmers are expected to receive $4.3 billion from turkey sales. That was in 2008. And the U.S. imported 9.2 million worth of live turkeys in the first 7 months of the year, 99% from Canada. So this turkey business is big business, right?
It's huge business.
It's very, very huge business. We've got a couple of more people joining us inside the chat room. One of my favorite people, Simone, is Miss PG. She says, I love the news lady. Miss PG is also a host here at Blog Talk Radio. Her show comes on late at night, so if you like late night talk and basically just expressing your mind and saying whatever it is that you want to say, you want to check out Miss PG's show. And she is from the lovely state of Wisconsin. I met her early on when I came to Blog Talk Radio, and she's just been, you know, really cool and supportive of me ever since I've been on the air here. So I want to thank Miss PG for joining us in the chat room. Also, our guest that's joining us there as well. And if you're not in the chat room and you're just out there listening to us while you do your chores and things around the house this Sunday night, again, Simone and I do want to thank you for being here with us. We're talking turkey today. We still can't believe that Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple of weeks. So, again, it just seems like we had flip-flops on. I was sweating outside in the sun, planting my flowers in the swimming pool. Now, things have sadly changed, Simone. The weather's changing, too.
Yes, it is. But I kind of love this type of weather. It's wonderful. It's not too cold yet, and it's your sweater and jean type of weather. And so I really enjoy this type of weather right now. So I'm happy.
And boots, too, right?
And boots, too, and those leather jackets. Oh, yeah. Love that.
I guess I should also mention that Simone, by heart and by trade, as well, is a fashion design student. So you will often hear her from time to time talk about things like that and say things like that. Something else I thought was interesting that I printed out, and it was also in the Better Home Gardens magazine this month, where they were just basically giving general information about Thanksgiving tips that I thought was kind of interesting. So, you know, it talks about things that you can do the day before, 2 or 3 days beforehand, you know, to try to ease the stress of the holiday as opposed to trying to do every single thing the day before or even the night before. So there is a really good article, again, in Better Homes and Gardens on that. And then if you just Google Thanksgiving tips, you would be surprised. I mean, they got, oh, my goodness, like 2 pages of different tips that different authors and, you know, magazine editors and just everyday folks that have put out there on the Internet. So I really also would suggest that you try that because I just think that that's, you know, pretty cool to be able to get some good ideas and to try that as well. So let's see. Simone, are you cooking or are you going away? What's Thanksgiving going to be like for you?
I think I may be going away. Not sure yet. Still up in the air. So we'll see. We'll see. Usually
so you may...
I go home to Ohio and see my family, and we have a nice Thanksgiving dinner and just chat and act silly and just have a lot of fun. So there's always a lot of laughs when I go home, and it's always a fun time. So kind of looking forward to doing that maybe this year. But like I said, that's still kind of up in the air yet.
Yeah. Well, I think this year I will be going home. I want to say last year it was either Christmas or Thanksgiving. I had decided that I really just wanted to stay home by myself and not have any company and not do anything. I just wanted, you know, my guy was gone, and, you know, he went to New York, and he was going to take the dog, and I really just wanted to be by myself. So I just casually started to mention to some of my friends, you know, you ask friends and family, oh, what are you doing? And I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to be at home. And everyone thought something was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
They thought They thought I was crazy for wanting to be at home all by myself. And I just thought that that was the most interesting thing because I got so many invites or people like, oh, you don't have to be by yourself, Victoria. Come over to our house. You could spend it with us. And it wasn't that I didn't have family that I wanted. You know, I certainly wanted to spend it with my family. But I just thought that that was so funny, the mere notion that I wanted to be by myself on Thanksgiving. It was either Thanksgiving or Christmas. No one got that. They really thought that I had bumped my head or something was wrong with me.
Now, really, I did that maybe a couple of times when I was up here, family back home in Ohio, and I was working retail management. And let me tell you, I had to be at work the next day. So I kind of took it easy, and I'm not sure what I did for dinner. It's been a while, but really, it was the nicest day just to be quiet. I could sleep in a little bit late, just relax, and just kind of like play around the house a little bit and didn't do anything, which was a perfect day for me. And it was
right. Yeah, I always thought that was interesting. But I would say in the last three, probably 2 years that I have actually had the opportunity to be off on Thanksgiving and Christmas, because as you can imagine in television news, the news doesn't stop, you know, for anything. There's always news. So I always had to work either Christmas or Thanksgiving. And a lot of the reporters and news anchors, we would try to rotate, you know, so that all of us wouldn't have to work each and every single holiday. But for some reason, I never ever mind working Thanksgiving. And all of the television stations were so great. I don't know if many of them, they don't do that today, but back in the day, they would always cater Thanksgiving dinner for all the people that had to work the day of Thanksgiving, and the food was always fabulous. So I never really bothered me that I didn't have to, that I had to work on Thanksgiving. So, but I will never forget that everyone thought that I have flipped and I went mad because I decided that I wanted to be home by myself on Thanksgiving. So, but in any event, let's see, we've got some more trivia. Thanksgiving. Okay, let's talk about berries. So to garnish all of the turkeys that I just mentioned before, all 4.3 billion from turkey sales in 2008, U.S. cranberry growers expect to produce 689 million pounds of tart red berries, and that was in 2008. Wisconsin grows the most. They're anticipated at 385 million pounds, and Massachusetts comes in next with 190 million pounds of berries. That's a lot of berries, man.
That's a lot of berries.
I know. A lot of berries. That is so funny. Speaking of berries, I got a lot of berry garnish wreaths and things for Christmas decorations for my winter wreaths. You know, that's the thing about Thanksgiving and Christmas, because everything is so mingled and commingled together and it all crosses each other. You know, I try to focus on just Thanksgiving and say, okay, I'm going to enjoy this because Christmas is not here yet. And then when you go into any department store or you're just out and about doing things, you have no choice but to focus on Christmas.
Exactly.
Because all the Christmas stuff is out. Even if
you're
you don't
right.
want to. They force you.
They force you. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. I will be more than happy to take those 40 and 50% off, but it's like they forced me to think about that, and I really don't want to think about it. Poor Thanksgiving. Poor Thanksgiving. It just kind of gets glossed over for a quick second.
You're right. It really does. It goes so quickly, a minute's over, and then everyone's rushing into Christmas. So,
right.
You know, if you're out there, just take some time and really enjoy that day, because I think it is a special day. Just to give thanks and be around your family if you want to. And
Victoria.
Victoria. And, you know, just relax and give thanks. Because, like I said, I think it's a very special day. And just to kind of slow down and not think about that next day, which is the Black Friday, which is going to be probably
exactly.
crazy. But I can remember looking at all the ads in the paper and getting excited and planning out my course of action for the next day.
For the next day.
Oh, yeah.
You and everyone else. So what's interesting about Black Friday, it says here that it was President Franklin Roosevelt later specified that Thanksgiving should be the fourth Thursday, not the occasional fifth Thursday, to encourage early holiday shopping. So we have President Franklin Roosevelt to thank for that. So I guess he saw the foresight in that. So
Yes, he did.
And it's still going on today, even more so than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Folks wrapped around the lines out at the store. I'll never forget. It's, you know, when you're a television reporter, a news anchor, certain days of the year that all of us just dread because we know what's going to happen.
Right.
One is New Year's. Now, the thing with New Year's, it's funny, is that it depends on where you have to go. If you're going to go to a spot that's really fun, then that means you're going to have fun. You know, your report's going to have that excitement. But if you go to a spot that is just really not that fun, then it's torture. Because it's like, man, I don't want to be there. These people aren't fun. It's, you know what's equivalent to that is when you're covering elections and you end up with a person that lost. And you have and you have to stay there. And I never forget, it was when I was working in the Midwest, and I can't remember what type of race it was. It was, you know, some city or county race. And I would always end up having to cover the people that lost. And I would get so mad because before the news would even come on, they would start turning the lights off. They would start taking the banners down. And I remember one year saying, could you just leave it up until I'm done with my live shot on television? Because I didn't want it to look so bare in the back. But I'm not quite sure how I deviated into all of that stuff. But in any event, I was saying there were certain days of the year that we in television don't look forward to. And Black Friday is actually one day that we do look forward to because while we're out there getting the story and getting the information, like you said, you know, we're plotting our strategies as to when we get off, you know, what stores we're going to come back to get some shopping done ourselves. So that was always kind of a cool date that I think TV people like very much as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I bet you didn't know that about when we go to the candidates that lose, how they turn the lights off on us.
No, I didn't know that.
They do. They start turning the lights off. You know, when you watch the news, how you see the banners in the background.
Right.
You know, saying vote for whatever. They will start taking the banners. And then they turn the music off really fast. Like, as soon as the person, you know, as soon as it's declared, it's kind of like when you go to a party or to a club when your young days in. And it's over, how they just turn it off instantly, and the
instantly,
lights come on.
It's done.
Yeah. Well, that's basically how covering elections are when people lose. I mean, these people, they get out of there quick. They turn everything off. So, yeah, it's actually pretty funny. But it's not funny if you're trying to do your job and they have you in the dark, and you have to sit there until you ask them to turn some more lights on. But anyway, you know what? I actually remember earlier when I was talking about this cool website that I saw that I really liked that's called ThanksgivingSpike-Jamie.com, and I was saying I couldn't find a lot of information. Well, the investigative journalist I am, I just scrolled all the way to the bottom of it just because I really wanted to, you know, talk a little bit more about them because I just love their website. It's just so sort of homey and folksy, and it's just really cute. So I get all the way to the bottom, and it says, it is with great sadness that I inform our viewers that Spike left this world in June of 2008. We who love her miss her greatly. So here's a picture of Spike, and she's got a guitar, and she just looks so cute and so pretty sitting there. So I just wanted to mention that since I was sort of raving about their website. So I guess it's just Jamie now, and Spike has left us. So I was very, very sorry to see that. I know it wasn't something that you guys were expecting me to say. Neither was I, but in any event, it's still a very, very nice website, and I do recommend that you take a look at it because you can tell that this website was really put together with some love. So, in fact, I will take that information and put it in our chat room if you guys want to go ahead and take a look at it in there. So let's see. We've got a few more minutes left, about 10 or 15 minutes left. Simone, I would like for you to talk about something very big. Just give us a little taste of something that you've got going on coming up in January that sort of has a link with your blog.
Okay. Actually, I will be attending, it's called CHA, and that stands for the Craft and Hobby Association. And what this is, it's like a huge super show. And all your vendors from the scrapbooking industry, also the arts and craft industry, sewing, any type of craft, they're all under one roof. This is going to be held in Anaheim, California. And I think the dates are the 22nd through the 27th, and that is in January. And I am going with a company that we'll have on Victoria's
in January. Yeah, we're going to have them on in January. So yeah, we're all looking forward to that. I just wanted you to tease that a little bit to let our viewers know. But we do have someone who is on the line. It's a 301 telephone number. Hi caller, are you there? Hi caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello? We'll try that back in a second. I think what happens is sometimes when they have the volume up really loud, then they can't end up hearing us.
Okay.
So we'll see if we can try it again. Hi, caller, are you there? Hello? 301, are you there?
I thought I heard her earlier.
Yeah, I did too. I'm not sure what's going on, but if you are listening to us and you're at that 301 telephone number, we are trying to reach you. So maybe if you turn your volume down and really listen to the phone, then you can get us, because we can actually hear you, but you're not coming back with us. Hi, are you there? Hi, caller. Yeah, Simone, you can hear in the background too, can't you?
I can hear a little bit of the background, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll try it again. I always like to get everyone when they call, because if it takes the time to call. Hi, caller, are you there? Hi, caller, are you there? Hello, hi, are you there? Simone, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I was hoping that, was very much hoping that you would still be there. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Let's see if we can still. Hi, if you're there, then you are on the air. We can hear a little bit of what you've got going on in the background, and we heard you say hello. I think whoever it was, they're probably gone now. I apologize about that. That was a 301 telephone number, and I know for a fact 301 is the state of Maryland. So if you want to try to call in again, we've got about 10 more minutes on the air, so please go ahead and maybe hang up and call in again, and we'll see if we can get you back again. But again, if you are joining us, thanks so much for being here. My name is Victoria. Simone is on the other end. She is our co-host, and we talk a lot about arts and crafts on At Home with Victoria. When Simone is not with us, I also focus on women issues. I also focus on just positive stories out there in any communities across the U.S., as well as telling really good stories about nonprofit organizations. So, you know, feel free to drop back and listen to us anytime that you want to, because we certainly do like it when we have callers and viewers on the air. So let's see if we can try our caller once again. Hi, caller, are you there? The 301? Yeah, I think probably the best thing is for them to hang up and just call and try it again or something. Because as far as my board is saying, I do have them on the air. So obviously, for some reason, they can't seem to hear me.
Wow.
But in any event, I'm sorry about that, Simone. We're going to continue going. We've got about 10 more minutes left over. And Simone, you had also mentioned that you were in the retail industry. What was it like the day after Thanksgiving when you had to work those days. Crazy, right?
It was crazy. I did work for Coach Handbags, and oh my goodness, we had people in there right when we opened. And I think sometimes we would open at 8. I can't really remember, but I think it was 8 o'clock we would open early the next day, and so we had to be there really early, and which was good because the traffic wasn't as bad. Just coming home was just crazy, but people were, they were ready. They knew what specs they wanted, and they were lined up. So it was a lot of fun working retail the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just so many people. So many people everywhere.
I can only imagine. You know, what's interesting about the whole retail business is that if you go early in the morning, then you're fine because the store still looks fresh and nice and clean. But by the time the afternoon gets there, and God forbid if you're going to go in the evening, it looks like a hurricane came through those stores.
Exactly.
I mean, stuff is tossed all around and thrown all around, and people start stepping on stuff. And it's like, oh, my goodness. So I try to go. I'm not a morning person as such, but I try to go early in the morning to get that type of shopping done.
Yep, and I mean, if you have a special item that you want to get, make sure you go in the morning, get it over with, get it wrapped, done. You know, I'm one for once I get a present, I want to go ahead and get it wrapped. So
not have to worry about it anymore.
Oh, yeah, so it's done.
So you just won't even have to worry about wrapping that gift anymore. Well, I am so excited about this, getting back to this convention that you're going to be covering in Anaheim, California. It's a two-day convention, and like you said, it has to do with the craft industry, the consumer craft show. So you're going to have crafters from all over the place that's going to be there. So for any of you that are going to be out there for that convention, I am so jealous, but Simone will be there. And when she gets back, in fact, she's going to do a two-part series special where basically I'm going to listen and she's going to talk for 45 minutes and just tell us about every single thing that she saw, what's new out there as well. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, Simone. I just think that is just the coolest thing.
Well, I'm very, very excited and very blessed to have been asked to go and kind of report on what's going on out there. So it should be a fun time. And the first 2 days are for consumers. So if you want to come out and do some shopping, those 2 days will be the best days to come out. The next, I think it's 5 days or 4 days, it's going to be only open to the retail side of the business. So all your cute little shops will be able to come in and pick out everything for spring and summer for you guys. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I am so, so excited to be able to go out there and kind of look around.
So that's one of the main things that you will be able to bring back and talk to us about is all the new stuff that we're going to see come spring.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I cannot
wait. Yeah, that is really, really, really awesome, yeah. If you are joining us on this last 7 minutes of the show on At Home with Victoria, again, thanks for being with us. And if you've been hanging out with us inside the chat room, I want to thank you there as well. I know we've got some guests in the chat room, and Miss PG was there, and she also left a website for us. It says, "Can you add these things?" And it says the side dish, so she must want you guys to check out some Thanksgiving stuff that she has on there. So Ms. PG will certainly do that for you as well. But again, I just want to reiterate, just like Simone said, you know, Thanksgiving really is about giving thanks. So, you know, giving thanks to your family, to your friends, to, you know, this great country that we live in America, that, you know, we can give thanks and have the opportunity to do and be all that we can be, especially with all the crazy stuff that goes on in my business, the news industry, you know, having to sit there and read all those, horrible news stories day after day. So when a time like this comes up for Thanksgiving, you know, you really get a chance to see just how important it is to have family and friends around you. So I just wanted to reiterate. I know we've been joking a lot about a lot of different things, but, you know, Thanksgiving truly is a day for us to be thankful and prayerful about all the things that we have in our lives. So at least on that day, you know, if you've been fighting or fussing with somebody, you know, just call it truce for that day and just tell them how much you love them and how much, you know, you're thankful to have them inside of your life. And again, if that caller is out there that was on the 301 telephone number, Simone can verify, can testify, we did try to get you on the line.
Yes, we did.
I think
you're
what
so
happened
sorry.
Was, yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes the line jams up, so you may have to hang up and actually retry it and call again. And again, I do want to apologize for that if you did have a question or a comment that you wanted to ask or say. So we've got about 4 minutes left. So, Simone, I'm going to spend this last 4 minutes, and you hang on the line with me. I just wanted to give a quick update to some of the past shows that we have done. If you got a chance to listen to the show with Lisa Haynes, Lisa had her book signing yesterday in Baltimore, and from what I hear, it was quite successful.
Great.
She just finished and published her book. It's a novel that she wrote, and I still have that information about her book on my website. So if you still want more information about that book and how to order it, you can do that through my website as well. Also, Simone, I did a story on a nonprofit organization called the Dreaming Zebra Foundation, and that's a really, really cool organization. They're based out of Washington State, I want to say, and they basically supply arts and crafts and paper, painting material to kids who are homeless and also foster kids, and they not only provide it to kids there where they live, but to kids all across the U.S. So, you know, if you've got an after-school program that has homeless kids in it, you can give them a call and say, hey, you know, we want to work on making Christmas cards, you know, something that you do,
right.
Simone. We want to work on Christmas cards. And then they will send you the material and information on how to make those Christmas cards, and it doesn't cost anything. So I had mentioned to them that I wanted to constantly give an update and talk about their organization because as Christmas is nearing, a lot of people are looking for donations. And so far, Simone, I wish I had a drum roll to say this, but I've collected $100 just from family and friends. I was asking each person to give $5 because $5 goes a long way in terms of helping them ship the supplies to different places.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. It is, and I know for a fact that that will really be an organization because, again, they deal with a lot of paper, arts and stuff. I know that will really be a foundation that you would really be interested in, so
mm-hmm.
I'll have to later on give you the website. And they're also on Facebook. It's called A Dreaming Zebra Foundation on Facebook, so you can catch them also on Facebook and say hi to them. And I don't know if you guys remember Mary is going to be with us. We did a story with Mary Pajamas and Coffee on Halloween. It was actually before Halloween. She's the cool lady with the really cool spooky big house.
Yeah.
And, yeah, her Halloween event that she has every single year, it's a big Halloween party where they judge costumes and stuff. It was quite a success. So if you visit her website and you can connect from her website onto mine, then you can see the winners of the costume show, which was pretty cool. So I think that gives you an update so far on some of the shows that we've done. But, Simone, as always, love, thank you so much for joining us. So we've got a show coming up for Christmas, some trendy gadgets that you're going to talk about, right?
Yes, all the new gadgets for scrapbooking and card making. So it should
that
be fun.
That sounds good. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. As always, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here with us on At Home with Victoria. Have a great the rest of your Sunday, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks. Bye, Simone.
Bye-bye.
See you later. And again, everyone, thank you so much for being here. You guys have a great day as well. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.